This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. counterintelligence has had its share of problems, and the Bush administration has just unveiled a plan to fix it. The new strategy calls for aggressive measures against foreign spies and better coordination between U.S. government agencies. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Counterintelligence is the task of protecting secrets from foreign spies and hostile espionage. That's an effort U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officers have long engaged in. But the new strategy paper is the first of its kind. Skip Brandon, a former senior official in the FBI's counterintelligence division, says he's encouraged that the government is finally laying out in writing a real plan.
It's long, long overdue, maybe 30 years overdue, to say that we need to recognize that counterintelligence is very important to our country. And that we ought to be kind of thinking about working together and trying to do what the nation's needs are, as opposed to each agency with their various counterintelligence components deciding what the threat is and going off on their own.
The 14-page document concedes that in the past, U.S. counterintelligence has been a fragmented, unfocused effort. Skip Brandon says traditionally there's been a glaring lack of cooperation between the FBI, the CIA, and other agencies working in counterintelligence.
Any coordination has really been as a result of goodwill between people who know each other and agencies, as opposed to any sort of driving strategy, overall strategy. And as pointed out in here, reactive instead of proactive. And once you find out the barn door is open, then you try to figure out who stole the secrets.
As evidence of past problems, the strategy paper points out that over the past two decades, nearly 80 Americans have been caught passing classified information to foreign governments. They include FBI agent Robert Hansen, who sold secrets to the Russians for nearly 21 years before being detected, and Aldrich Ames, the CIA turncoat, believed to have caused more damage to U.S. national security than any spy in the history of the agency. Fred Hitz led the internal investigation into the Ames case. He was the CIA's inspector general from 1990 to 98. Hitz says such episodes have made the CIA and the FBI reluctant to work together. As he puts it, they want to do their own dirty laundry.
In other words, if there's a counterintelligence case, an Ames case, or a Hansen case, the organization that's been penetrated wants to find that mole or wants to find that spy themselves and doesn't want to bring in the fire department, so to speak, from another jurisdiction and acquaint them with all of the mistakes that might have been made. So that's human nature.
The strategy document unveiled late yesterday is distinctly short on specifics. It offers only a few nuggets for those curious as to how the government plans to fix shortcomings in counterintelligence. Among the recommendations, the possibility of creating a national counterintelligence center to integrate threat data. Such an office might pattern itself after the new National Counterterrorism Center set up last December. Counterintelligence veterans reached today said they see potential merit in the idea, but they also worry about creating yet another new level of intelligence bureaucracy. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.